Denver Water essentially in 2002 saw that there was going to be a major drought. So they wanted to use their water rights and drain 18,000 more acre feet a year from the Colorado. And they wanted to have a northern storage capacity rather than just on the Front Range. And so all these years ago, they made this plan. And here we are. And we actually found that because of environmental issues and climate change, things have not gone exactly as they would thought. In some ways, things have gone better. Their conservation efforts were actually hugely successful. So there was no longer the kind of shortage of water that they thought there was going to be. There's also been other updates. We found that like reservoirs are not the best way to keep water and to store water, but also that there were just better ways that we could, you know, Denver Water could store their water that wasn't as environmentally damaging to Boulder County. And what's most important really is that Denver Water is planning to cause the largest construction project in Boulder County history, and none of Boulder County residents are going to see any benefits, potable water, etc. So really what this is about is, you know, are we going to let this utility company come into our county and cause destruction? 200,000 trees are going to be clear cut. We're going to be destroying, you know, wildlife and, you know, bears, deer, elk. You know, we're going to be putting mercury, leaching metals into our water. And so kind of what do we want to stand for and what type of quality of life do we want to defend?
Well, as I said, you're organizing a whole coalition. Part of that coalition is Save the Colorado River, a group that, as its name suggests, is concerned about the ongoing issues faced by the Colorado River, one of them being the increasing diversions from the western slope to the Front Range here. So, as you've outlined there, a lot more water is going to be extracted from the Colorado River to be stored at Gross Reservoir. One of the other big concerns is the actual local impact of the construction of this dam and the expansion of the reservoir. So are you as an organization concerned with all of those issues, or do you have one specific focus?
We're certainly concerned with all issues, but anything that has to do with the environment. So TEG was, you know, a local neighborhood community that's been fighting this for a number of years. And there's a lot of other political reasons why larger nonprofits haven't been able to put their voice into this fight. And so this smaller nonprofit kind of found itself in the midst of all of this, you know, construction. And so they've really taken the charge and they've grown to take a capacity to kind of lead this. And Save the Colorado is involved in all sorts of way, you know, leading the charge in terms of they're taking the legal aspect of they're going to be putting out a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers. And TEG is really now trying to spread the word and kind of take charge and letting people know what's going on, and also ensuring that we're supporting and holding accountable Boulder County commissioners so that they can fight this in every way that they can.
Well, in terms of what exactly is going on, this, as we have outlined, has been a very long process going back to 2002. So for the last 16 years, there has been proposals, public input, Army Corps of Engineers issuing permits. Where are we right now in terms of what exactly is happening with approval or permits being issued and the construction of this?
Yeah, so we're basically at like the last minute to midnight, if midnight is when the construction period starts. So Denver Water's gone through a series of different permitting processes with various federal bodies. And so the last one is this FERC license that has to do with the hydropower element of the dam.
And FERC being a federal agency, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or
yes,
something like that.
Yes, and they're so they need to. That's kind of the last step of the approval that's necessary for the construction in Denver Water's eyes. So Denver Water has proposed that they do not need to have local authority sign off on the project because they're getting this federal body to approve of it. And something called the Federal Powers Act states that in certain cases, these federal bodies trump any local authority.
And just to clarify, we're talking about an energy permit here because of a hydro dam that would be part, a hydro power plant that would be part of this dam.
Yeah, I mean, so there's already a hydropower plant a part of the dam. They're just expanding it. So they're expanding the dam by 131 feet. But of course, when you expand something up, you also have to expand it across. So that's why they're going to have to be blowing up a mountain and kind of flooding, you know, thousands of acres. There's a lot of things that are occurring because of that 131 feet in height. But it also affects the hydro element of the dam as well. So I'm certainly not a specialist in all those kind of pieces. It's, you know, an engineering feat. But the most important piece being that this is the last license that Denver Water needs in their eyes in order to start construction. But there are other people looking at this, like TEG, like Save the Colorado, who are saying, wait a second, you can't just come in and overrule all local authority. We have some power here, and the commissioners can take action, and it's really, you know, we need to support them as residents, that our quality of life here in Boulder and the way that we want to address issues that arise around how do we take care of our water and how do we make sure we have enough water, but do we do that at the cost of destroying more, or how else can we look at that? And so it's up to us to kind of stand up for our values that we have in our, you know, this beautiful county here. We have so many activists and people who are so excited about the environment and taking all these actions, and yet we're going to, you know, be forced to take this huge construction project that is against, you know, what we really most want. And so we're trying to figure out how to organize so that that doesn't happen.
So as you said, if midnight was the time that construction begins, you're at a minute to midnight right now. There's no official statement as to when this permit by FERC could be issued or not issued, but I think the assumption is that it's going to be issued. But it seems that when that license is issued, that can trigger another series of events on the part of TEG, the environmental group, or Save the Colorado. I mean, what could happen, or what are you planning on happening once this license, something happens with this license?
So once the license is granted, or there are capitulations on it, depending on how it, you know, comes forth. From what we understand, the FERC license will be approved, just because we've seen every other federal body approve every other license up to this point. So we're pretty sure that that will happen. And that's kind of when Boulder County can step in. And so our job for TEG is to spread the word as much as we can to all Boulder County residents, getting businesses involved, getting environmental groups involved, expanding our coalition and our reach, so that when that happens, we can do everything we can in our power to help and support Boulder County commissioners do what's in their power. And, you know, at this point, there's a few different routes that they can take, and they're not allowed to take an official stance due to some other regulatory issues. But as residents, we can support them in that. And we also need to make sure that we hold them accountable so that they, you know, put all the resources they can towards fighting this.
And in terms of the impact on Boulder County and why people in Boulder County should be concerned about this, we've already talked about the impact on the Colorado River of even more water being siphoned off from that river to the Front Range. But what would be the direct impact on Boulder County?
Well, it's like what I mentioned, everything from destruction of wildlife, woodlands, it affects recreation. So if you've ever gone boating on Gross Reservoir, or you've done supboarding, or if you hike around there, or if you're on Walker Ranch, you know, we're talking about the largest construction project ever been done in Boulder County history. So that means, you know, explosions bringing in 55,000 tons of coal ash from Wyoming to make aggregate. There's going to be a quarry created. There's going to be huge heavy machinery going up and down Flagstaff, you know, and also 72 Coal Creek Canyon. So we're talking about massive hazardous traffic at kind of an epic scale, maybe 98 trips a day. So if you think that there's some issues trying to get up Flagstaff and go hiking now, just imagine what's going to happen with this amount of traffic. And that traffic might be carrying toxic ash, or it might be carrying lumber, taking away 200,000 trees that are up in the area. And so it's a matter of preserving our county and the beautiful place that we think that it is, but also worrying about our health, worrying about our property values, worrying about, you know, explosions and kind of the ramifications of that, and also heavy metals leaching into our water system as well in Boulder Creek.
As we've said, it's been a long process. The Army Corps of Engineers have already granted their permit, so public comment to them is no longer possible. Also, it seems that public comment to FERC, the agency that would grant the license around the hydropower expansion, that's also no longer possible. So what can the public do at this point?
Well, so luckily Tech has really taken that up. That was kind of when they went from just a smaller neighborhood association to being something much larger and taking the charge to really lead the fight, is where they made sure that during all the public opinion periods, a lot of people commented. The commissioners were very much, you know, brought up to speed about what was happening and made sure that they saw this as a priority as well. So I feel like we've already done a lot of the work, so we can kind of definitely congratulate ourselves on having done something in terms of commenting when we could. But as of now, I mean, really public opinion can only matter in terms of holding our public officials accountable for taking action. So mostly what it's about is spreading the word and letting other people know that this project is even happening. Most people have never heard of this construction project. They have no idea that it's happening. Some folks who have heard about it think that it's already a done deal and that it's just going to happen. And Denver Water has kind of put up some signage to lead you to believe that. But this is not a done deal. It's not certainly happening. We have a lot of actions trying to take legal routes against it from happening. But so the public right now needs to educate themselves and really just tell their neighbors, you know, we're doing yardside campaigns. We're going to be doing other canvassing and events. We're having a volunteer night this Wednesday, August 15th from 6:30 to 8 at the Coal Creek Improvement Association. And that's when we're really going to be organizing folks and getting new leaders to step up and help us spread the word.
So that volunteer night is Wednesday evening. If people can't attend tonight's volunteer meeting, but they're interested in participating in some way, what are some of the other steps it can take?
The best thing we can do right now is we're doing a yard sign campaign and we're trying to target it to the routes that are going to have the most traffic. So along Flagstaff, kind of all the way up towards the dam, as well as in Coal Creek Canyon, Route 72. So we're looking for folks who would be able to put yard signs in their front lawn so that we can spread the word and people can visibly understand what's going to be affected.